Welcome back, everyone. So let's remove the bookmark and continue our epic tale. So, liberators, with you all inside of this war room and finished your moment of camaraderie, what do you all wish to do next?
Yes, I need some powdered silver.
Okay.
I want to start collecting tools that we will need for this combat.
All right. So you can head out to the stores if you need to purchase anything. If you wanted to go out into the, you know where all the stores are in the Light District, if you wish to go there. Or you can travel to new ones.
Good, then I will head out to a store and I will get the resources we need. And Duran is going to, is there a window or anything nearby?
No, you'll have to go through the door and walk up the tower.
Duran's just gonna, he's gonna go walk the long way, man. Yeah. If he can find like an opening to go out of, he'll cloud walk out and fly.
Okay. There's only just that one pathway, so. Duran, you head towards the door. It unlocks itself magically into opening it up. There you see it's the dark, but you have dark vision, pathway that leads upstairs towards a secret entryway that you can exit out of. And you proceed to do so. The rest of you, what are you doing? King, are you heading off to the shopping as well?
Yeah, I'll pack up all of my stuff and sort of chase after him. And I'll say, do you need a lift to the shopping district? I have a few things I need to get myself.
Shouldn't you be looking through books? He says, as he kind of gets ready to cloud dance and just fly up.
I have finished reading, and that is also something Horatio is proficient with, not so much I.
Then let us go.
All right. Since he does not need my help, I will sprout my magical wings and fly side by side into the Light District.
Okay. So you both begin your flight, Duran completing your cloud dance, the sharp and very elegant movements until you fly up and float, kicking off of the air as you do your skywalk. King, you flap your wings and both side by side just make your way down towards the town. Horatio, what are you doing?
Horatio would make sure that the books arrive back at the library safely, maybe asking the guards to take them, and he will make his way towards Coben.
All right. So you go ahead and head your way out, going up the stairs as well, and making it to the top. The guards are still there. The king and Duran flying off into the distance. The one guard turns to you. Will you be needing assistance with that?
Yes. Can you make sure that the tomes get back to the library, please?
Of course. It'll be my pleasure. And he goes ahead and grabs it from you.
Thank you. And he'll continue for that.
Okay. And you're heading towards Coben. So you can... Are you taking the tram or flying or teleporting?
Why are you trying to get me to use my 7th level slot so badly?
I'm just saying. How do you want to get across? The other two flew.
I'm going to just take the tram there.
Okay. So you go ahead and sit on the tram. The conductor, the driver, still at the stop, is still there. Or is it just you or will your friends be joining us?
As of right now, it's just me.
All right. What district are you heading to?
Coben lives in the Light District, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm just going over to the Light District.
All right. Should be a quick stop. Well, and as you start to sit down, Cal, Monaco, what's up with you, Cal? What are you doing, anything in specific?
I don't think I need to do anything specific to be ready. I know that King is getting supplies like water, holy water, and that kind of stuff. I don't have enough money to buy anything else that I would actually want to purchase right now. So if anything, I would like to spend time using my gunsmith feature to really kind of dismantle and put back together this new shotgun-like gun and really figure out what it's about and what my father may have been thinking when he was building it the first time.
Okay. Are you doing that here within the war room?
I think that, because we haven't spent the first night yet, right? This is still the same day?
Yeah, it's still the same
day. So I think I'll just stay in the war room.
All right.
Well, the king said that we would be able to have rooms like in the castle if we wanted, so I figured we'll just stay there so that way we're ready to meet up with Captain Julian in the morning or whatever and get out of here.
Monaco will let someone know to that we're planning to head out with Julian, so that Julian can be informed that we plan to head out. if there's like a guards or something nearby.
Okay. So, Cal, you stay there and begin looking at taking out this shotgun. It's very ornate, beautiful, like the weapons that you hold at your side, the pistols, and also like the railgun. And you begin to start to tinker and play with it with your tinker's tools and understanding your building of guns. Roll me a intelligence check. You can add your proficiency
bonus. I would like to add that Minako's sticking around here, and she's kind of, she seems worried to leave. And when she sees that Cal's doing this, she asks if she could lend a hand. Cal, what are you doing anyway?
King Terminus is letting me have this rifle here, and I'm just really trying to figure out what makes it tick and how King Terminus was able to use its, channel his own powers through it.
I don't know anything about guns, but maybe I can help?
That would be excellent. You are well versed with magic. At least better than I am.
Yeah. A fresh perspective should help, and so will being able to see magical things.
Good point. So you wanted me to make an intelligence just like a check?
Yes. And you can use your proficiency bonus. Do it at advantage since Minako is helping you.
Awesome. Thank you, Minako. Oh my gosh. That is a natural 20 plus 5, 25.
Dropping a 4.
Yeah, dropping a 4, so that was big.
25. Very nice. So the two of you begin to peruse the weapon and really intently look at it, taking apart bit by bit. Minako, with your keen sight and things that Cal may have missed, you point out and wondering, what's this? And Cal looks at it and unscrews it, and you get a clear understanding on how this weapon works. In terms of the magic that's in it, how it's magically, you understand that it takes 2 bullets at a time, and it can hold a total of 6 bullets, 3 in each chamber. There's 2 chambers. When you fire it, it does spread to be about a 15-foot cone. And it looks like within this 15-foot cone, this part you don't clearly get since you just did a normal intelligence check, but you understand it a little bit. Somehow, you understand the elegance that is Galilea's ability to artifice these weapons. It's so intricate, the spell weave into it, that it's beyond your knowledge. You have to be a true artificer to understand how this works. But you do see that imbued in every part of this metal and in every chamber and section and mechanical part of this weapon has a different part of magical, celestial, or primordial imbued into it, written onto it. It's all carved very ornately. It looks like if you were to channel your divinity, your energy into it, it can spread the effect. Where so if you are doing anything to harm undead or doing anything to use your smite, for instance, you'll probably be able to spread that amongst in a cone, like, instead of just a single target. Looks like, as well as using any other part of your paladin nature can be infused. To what, you'll have to experiment and find out, though. But with your natural 20, you did get quite a good bit of information on how this gun works.
That's awesome. Excellent. I've written a lot of that down. This will be great.
But you are marveled by the pristine. You've taken apart your pistols before, but never to this detail. You've grown better and more acclimated to how to gun work, and with Minako at your side, you can see that Galilea was talented, and you see why everyone keeps him at such a high regard.
It really is brilliant in its construction. It's so beautiful.
Yeah, looks like my father really was a genius and an artist.
Yeah.
Alright, so meanwhile, the tram begins to move Horatio and going up, and you're going towards the light district. And after about like that 20 minutes to half an hour, you do arrive at the other end. It's a couple hours have passed, but it's still early afternoon. So there's people taking the tram. So as this new ornate tram arrives to the back of the station, more people are looking. You get out of this beautiful car and you just see eyes just looking over at you. And the gentleman, the guard, goes, Oh, welcome to Light District. If you need anything else, just let us know.
Thank you. And he moves quickly and says excuse me to anyone as he heads towards Coben's guild? Home?
His shop. The Demon
his
Slayer.
His shop. Yeah. The Demon Slayer, yeah.
Okay. With your keen mind, you easily find it. There's no need for you to roll any checks as you go throughout the town. It's quite busy. People are doing their shopping, landing from flying into the sky. You hear talks of the town, just of people talking about what happened before, the big battle with the undead, how they were blessed to be in the Light District where nothing goes wrong here. And some people being a little pompous about that. You hear whispers of saying, well, that's what happens in the Gray District. They thank the Aegis that we are blessed with. Blessed with arcane prowess to be able to stay close to the capital and so on and so forth. You hear that, but until eventually making your way towards the medium-sized building that is Coben's Demon Slayer shop.
On the door.
You go ahead and knock onto the door. You hear, just a minute. And after about a few moments, the door opens up. Though there's no one on the other side, you see sitting with his hands being brought down as if he just cast a spell, Coben, with his muscular old, he's wearing pants, but he is not wearing a shirt, just revealing all of his massive muscles, and his beard, it's finally kept, but it's just some sweat dripping down it. He looks over to you. Ah, Horatio, what could I do for you? Have you come for more lessons?
Hello, Coben. Yes, I did come for more lessons, and also to let you know we're probably going to be fighting a lich tomorrow.
Oh, lich, you say? Well, you and your friends are always the heroes. did you need my assistance?
I don't know if I'll need it, but if you were interested in tagging along, I wouldn't reject it.
A lich, you say? Although I would love to tag along and fight such a fearsome creature, that might be a little bit out of my league. I don't know if I'll be holding you back.
I understand.
But my powers and my abilities and anything I can do for you is at your leisure. But we can learn and teach if you have time.
Yeah, I have some time. That's why I'm here.
Well, then come in. I think we last left off on the imbusion, how it's different from enchantment, and in applying that, shall we take it from there?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Okay, well, you know the drill. Let's head into the back, and you both head towards the back to begin training. Your training continuing with Coben. How long do you plan on training here?
All right. Well, I have two successes, so I'd like to stay long enough to. How many do I need in order to?
You don't know.
I don't know, you're right. I mean, we're gonna meet up at the war room. I don't know at what time, but I'd like to stay.
Is it up until you're called?
Up until we have to go to that.
So you can stand there and begin training with Coben, going through the steps, and we'll find out how well you train. But meanwhile, flying side by side, or side by side as much as you do, King Duran, you arrive into the Light District. Flying past traffic, there's a lot of people flying right now, and you too hear because you would match your speed, not fly as fast as you can throughout traffic, but you do hear people muttering and talking to themselves or to other people side by side about what happened in the day prior with the battle, the days prior with the battle at the Gray and Dust District. But you do make it towards a shop. You can land and go to any shop you wish, or do whatever else you would like to do.
I need to go to a jeweler and perhaps a general crafts store for supplies. Do you have somewhere in particular to go?
A dungeon master, just kind of figure out where I would go based on the items I want to get. I'm looking to try to get my hands on, you know, bat guano, oil potion, blasting powder maybe.
Okay, so you want to go to maybe like in a reagent shop or an apothecary? Or potion shop, something like that.
Cool, awesome.
But mostly what you're claiming were more reagent shops. You would go to like a reagent shop, which there are tons in the Light District.
There's no concern of mine. And Duran's going to start walking off towards wherever the reagent shop is, if he has any idea.
You have no idea.
Oh, then he won't do that.
I mean, you can go to any shop and see, but you don't know exactly which shops are which. Usually King and Horatio and the rest of the party guide you there. Without them, it seems like you're not very familiar with the arcane.
Hmm. Where do they keep their reagents?
That's the second shop I plan to go to. If you wish to go together, I can maybe perhaps bargain. I'm going to look for a jeweler first.
Hmm. I just need to get a few tools for the comp battle. Gunpowder, blasting powder, back guano, oil potions.
All right. I need a few things like that myself. Like I said, after I stop at a jeweler's, we can go to one of the reagent shops. There'll be several along the way.
If we get the blasting powder and the other items first, then I can return back and finish practicing and training.
I'm going to the jeweler's. You are not the only one that needs to do things today. You need to learn to become a team member and no longer just work for yourself.
Hmm. I have been part of a team for longer than you have been alive.
Doesn't seem like that.
Hmm. I will find my own way.
Good luck.
Duran's gonna go up to the first person who looks like they have a store.
I'm gonna watch him. I wanna see if he stumbles or falls first. Or see how he does with this person.
Okay. So Duran, you're just flying up to a person?
Yes, he's gonna fly up to a person. If there's someone flying on a broom, he's gonna fly up and land on their broom.
Oh, got it. There's tons of people flying on brooms. So, you go ahead and fly up to what seems to be a woman in like the normal wizard robe with a pointy hat, carrying a book that's tied to her broom. She has long red hair and looks to be about probably a human in her early 20s. And you land on her broom. She goes, and she stops immediately. And like you see the broom slowly start to descend slightly, and she kind of pulls it up. Can I help you?
I'm looking for reagents, back guano, oil potion, blasting powder. Where do I find those?
Roll intimidation check.
Heck yeah. Ah, I rolled a unnatural 23.
Okay. She just kind of shakes and the broom starts to destabilize slightly. And she goes,
Did you forget how to talk?
No, sir. Just head straight below us, actually. There's a reagent shop. You can go right there. They have good stuff. Please. It's just right down there. And she points to one of the buildings that's right below you. It's about 30 feet. Excuse me. It's about 60 feet below you. She points down to it. You can easily make out which one she's pointing about.
Hmm. That easy. And Durant hops off of her broom towards that spot.
She flies off instantly and goes, ah! And you see all this, King. It's not, you hear all this.
I'm going to say Hesh Nafah, which is Valkyrie Warrior, and it's a slur, like, under my breath at him, like, barbarian.
Okay.
And walk away towards a jeweler.
All right. And you've gone through the towns there, so you know exactly where a jeweler is that you can head to and get your items. So, as you both land and head to your respective stores, Duran, you go into the shop that was pointing out to you. Immediately, the smell of potions and all types of other magical items waft into your nose. It doesn't really bother you that much as you step in there. Roll me a intelligence saving throw.
Awesome. Duran rolls a natural 10.
Natural 10. You start to feel a tug, like almost like a magnetic tug on your body, on like your very core of your soul. As you start to feel the tug, it doesn't feel comfortable, and it wrenches and wrenches and starts to pull you back as you start to feel your body start to move, almost like you're being attracted to something. However, you also feel a tug, a feeling, a vast pit of energy coming from Vaflasia. It's dark, and you almost feel like you can lose yourself into it, like a place of bliss and drunken stupor, almost, like with this vast dark energy. You can choose to reach out to that, and that could possibly save you if you get the feeling, or you can just let what's going to happen happen.
I'm strong enough, and I can control this. I don't need anyone's help. And Duran is going to reach for his blade and slam it down in front of him in a moment to try to regain his magical composure.
Okay. So as you pull out Raflagia, taking and slamming it down, there's a couple of people who are around you, and they kind of jump back when that happens, but they don't notice the purple energy that comes out of Raflagia. swirling into your own very body. That pocket of energy that was being tugged on by it seems to be pushed off. And the more and more it, the more and more you start to feel the tug of the sucking of whatever, possibly the warning that you were told when you first entered this city, it starts to die down. But what was there before, the energy that you tap into, what gave you that, gave you that statue of the gem district, as you put in, as you can wield magical items, for instance, that part of the arcane in you seems to be warped and shaped around this purple energy, but you are no longer being pulled.
Who needs them? Storekeep!
Entering in, you see, is a human gentleman who's there standing behind a glass case, and there are several reagents and items that are within this case, and there's also shelves behind him as well with the same thing. It's not a very big shop, but it does look to be filled of items, and he turns to you. Yes, how can I help you? Welcome.
Yes, I am looking for Bakwano, oil potion, anything that ignites.
Oh, well, we have plenty of flammables. We have potions of oil. Yes, we have Bakwano as well. How much do you need?
Duran pulls out like 20 arrows from his pack, enough to arm and load these quiver of 20 arrows.
Oh, interesting. Sure. So, 20 arrows you want to make it. So I'm guessing you're igniting the tips of the arrows and trying to make either some type of explosive weaponry or flaming arrow.
I have seen strategies and techniques used by some where they light their arrows on fire. I would like to light. Put a small satchel like this, and he holds a water skin, to a target so that I can ignite it at a later point.
Ah, so you want okay, I understand. So you want to put a satchel of maybe this flammable oil that we have here, and he goes and pulls out a flask of oil, and it's like orange to look towards it. As you can see, it's a transparent flask. So if you put this in your water skin and then attach it, and you want to ignite the then arrow and then explode maybe? Interesting theory. Well, yes, I can give you enough for something like that. It will cost you, and he starts to count, about 7 pieces of gold.
I also need weaponry and any kind of chemicals you give me, any kind of powders that may fight against undead enemies.
Ooh, undead powders. Well, we're just a reagent shop. We don't have any undead powders, but if you were someone I'm sure of your magical prowess, would be able to, if you need a spell or something like that, I'm sure we have the reagents for it.
Is that some kind of joke?
No, sir. I mean, no disrespect.
7 gold's enough. And Duran will reach into his pack and drop 7 gold on the table.
Okay, and he brings out, he's just enough for like 20 water skins of flammable oil, which you could just write into your inventory.
Excellent. I will take out 7 gold runes.
Okay. So, Duran, after purchasing your items, is there anything you wish to do, or are you heading back towards the room, the war room?
Duran's done everything he wants to do for now. He might also, I think before, we also already picked up things like cow chops and other stuff before our other adventures. So I think we're pretty good at this point. Duran's going to go back to prepare for the battle to come.
Okay. So you go ahead. After taking your items, placing them into your backpack, performing the dance vaguely for your skywalk before heading off, bouncing up. People, are you... let me ask you, are you just doing your dance right in the middle of the city?
Once he gets out of the shop, he's going to do it right there.
Okay, so there are some onlookers as they see you, and they're like, oh! And you hear one person go, what a very interesting use of the fly spell. Didn't feel any magic from it at all. As you head off and step into the sky. King. You arrive at the local jeweler and enter in there to a room. It's not too big, and there is a woman behind it wearing a very ornate dress with jewels all pressed onto them. She has long blonde hair, and she's human. When she sees you, walks in, and it's like a jeweler's with a glass case, as well as gems placed all throughout the inside of this one-story building. She turns to you.
Hi, welcome. How can I help you?
Oh, hello, ma'am. Yes, you can. I require, some powdered silver. Perhaps, you have some for sale?
Oh, yes, of course. How much gold's worth are you looking for?
I guess you never can be too cautious. Would you happen to have around 200 gold's worth?
Ah, yes, I do.
That would be fantastic.
Of course. One moment, and she goes into the back, and then comes back with several bags placed into a small container of powdered silver.
Thank you so here you much. Are.
And that will be 200 gold.
I will hand her the 200 gold. Okay. I also have one other request, if possible. You see, I happen to find myself traveling quite a lot, and my previous vessel that contained my symphony had been destroyed, and I had to sort of fashion this together. And I'll lay out the portable hole, and I'll dump in the silver, and then I'll take out my makeshift symphony lantern that's basically like a pot with like a clear lid and ropes fashioned to it, and I'll say, would you perchance, by chance, happen to have some form of vessel that is becoming of an adventurer carrying symphony?
Oh, my dear lord, she says, putting her hand up to her.
Please, please do not judge me. It had gotten me through some serious dark times.
Oh, I'm sure it has. Yes, yes, we have plenty of vessels for symphony. I assume you have your own crystal?
Yes.
Okay, and supply of heavens do?
Yes.
Oh, of course. Here, and she slides the glass case behind her open and pulls out a very beautiful ornate, about the size of, like, your head. On the chalice there is a hook where you can hold it and carry it like a lantern. But there's a pathway for the waters to trickle down where it touches a little slot where the crystal is, and it trickles down into the actual chalice itself. And looks like it recycles this, making it
like a proper one, and it's also designed nice. And
yes, but it looks very opulent and excessive on the leaf. And she says, "We have this wonderful piece for 10 gold."
This is gorgeous. I'll take it. This is fantastic.
Excellent.
This is exactly what I need. Would you mind if I transferred my crystals?
Go right ahead.
Here, and I'll give her the 10 extra gold for that, and then I'll like undo the ropes and the like stuff, and like take the big crystal in there, and I'll say, I'll have to have Monaco look at this later and see if it's sufficient, and I'll put the big chunk of crystal in that new one and like close it up and like be like, can you dispose of this for me, please?
Sure. She says, and she moves her fingers around, and she goes to pick it up, but it's not her. She's not touching it, and it just moves and gets dropped into what looks to be a garbage disposal or a container.
Okay. I'm updating my item from makeshift symphony lantern to opulent symphony lantern.
Opulent.
That was the other thing that I needed. So just so you know, it's 25 gold pieces worth of silver, powdered silver, and a cleric or paladin expending one level spell slot to make the thing. So this is 8 uses of holy water. So I'll do that in a ritual tonight with Cal, or that's my intent.
Okay. So as you leave the building, are you heading back towards the...
After I put that away and pick up my portable hole and finish everything, I'll think... I'll recall back to my meeting before I left with the group and think if they asked me to pick up anything else before I return. And in my mind, I'll hear the voice of anyone asking for anything. Okay. I actually see that I have no more potions of healing, like plain potions of healing. Like, so I'll see if that's the last thing I can pick up, if I can grab a few of them, and then I'll head back.
Sure. All right. So you can go to a just nearby potion shop. Probably go to the same one that Duran went to. But how many potions of healing would you like? Well, what they have several in stock. How many of what potion of healing would you like? They have all the way up into the superior.
What's the one above? Is it greater? Is above the regular potion of healing?
Yes.
And how much, good sir, is a greater potion of healing?
200 gold pieces.
You know what? I'll take instead. Can I have 4 of the regular potions of healing instead, which would equivalent to 200 gold pieces.
Okay. And they have plenty of that. So you're able to pick up 4 of those for 200 gold pieces. As he turns to you, here you are, sir.
I'll take 5 just so that way I have enough for one of each of us in case.
Okay.
So that's 250. Okay, and then I'm done, and then I will... I'm not going to make a scene because I'm sort of not in the mood for it right now, so I'll just get on Chassifold like a broom style and fly back that way.
Okay. So, with you all flying back, Horatio, you're still training. You all eventually make it back into, except for Horatio, into the war room. Now, I'll say this entire ordeal took you about an hour and a half as you flew, had to interact and do some shopping, and examined the guns, letting the guards know that you will be in contact with Julian at some point. So with the four of you all back into the war room, what would you like to do next?
I have potions for each of us in case we're unable to heal in a moment of peril. Here. And I'll put down a potion of healing in front of each person.
Thank you. Hopefully we can spare you having to spend more magic.
I also was able to procure some powdered silver, so tonight, if I could steal a few hours of your time, Cal, that would be good.
Yes, of course. Whenever you're ready.
All right. So, the day is still early. It's mid-afternoon. As the day continues on, can speak to Julian if you want, or head back home, or stay here and continue researching. But the choice is yours.
Normally, it says a cleric or a paladin, but being divine soul, since I have access to healing, I figured I'd fit that role, but just amped it with Cal being a paladin anyway. It says you can perform this special ritual. It takes 1 hour and uses the goal, 25 gold worth of powdered silver, and requires the caster to expend first level spell slot, which is fine. We have enough spell slots, but instead of doing it like one by one, I was hoping to do it in like one batch, sort of like this mass ritual, and use a higher level spell slot since we're going to sleep tonight. And also because it's Cal and I, maybe we could have special holy water. So I'd like to have like
we could try to dance while we do
Oh, that's actually a good idea.
How much water does it say how much water turns holy? Is it just like holy water?
So the holy water flask says you make one flask with
flask.
So I just got like regular water and then powdered silver as the component, and then thus casting the ritual is what makes it.
Okay, yeah, I understand. So 25 gold makes one flask worth of holy water. I just wanted to get the numbers.
Yeah, and it's since we have, I got 8 things of it, it would be 8 levels of spells, which I have that many spell slots, and Cal also does as well. So we could do half and half if we need or whatever.
But you're not doing it to one flask. I'm assuming you're getting a large amount of water.
I assumed we would be making it in like this basin. We would be like putting it, all of the water, casting it, and then bottling it into the flasks afterwards is how I pictured it.
Okay.
We would get this sort of like a disc or a dais, put the water in, put the powder in, and then like begin our ritual, and like as he suggested, dancing. King didn't think of that, but that's a good idea. So then maybe we could dance around it and sort of spend some time, because it says it takes at least an hour. But because there's more of it, I figured we'd spend... That's why I said, can I steal a few hours of your time, Cal? So maybe it's a longer ritual and, you know, yada yada.
Okay. Yeah, totally. Okay. So all you need to do is just find a source of water that you want to do. I mean, you can make a tub of it or anything. It's up to you. But yeah, totally plausible.
I guess we could just get a tub. That doesn't seem right, though. It feels like we should be doing this ritual in somewhere other than the bathroom.
Have you seen any temples?
Could make a temple.
Or we could even go down to the Grey District.
So far.
We both have stones.
You mean the Dust District?
Gods there.
Oh, you mean in the Dust District?
In the Dust District, sorry.
Oh, yes. That is a great idea. Do you want to go there now?
Sure.
Kalrishar.
Get a jump start.
I'll say the magic words of recall, and we'll disappear and reappear at the Grey District. Or the Dust District.
All right. You see Cal and King leave the room, going upstairs to the outside of the castle.
Do you mind if I come with you? I don't have much to add, but I probably shouldn't stay in this warded room for so long. And I'd rather pop out of it with the people around me.
All right. Yes.
Good point.
Thank you.
Okay, leaving just Duran. Duran, what are you going to be doing?
Duran is actually, once he gets back, he's going to start securing oil satchels to arrows once he has a chance to.
All right. You see Durand is working on something, not paying you any mind.
Leave him. He still doesn't care for us. This morning's speech was not rousing.
But we still care about him. I'm sorry. Let's just go.
Let him prepare in his own way.
Okay. Leaving Durand in there, Durand, as you're starting to concoct your arrows, satchel of arrows onto it, you take some time for you to prepare it. But you take the time, the time that you're all apart now to do so. And then King, Cal, and Monaco, you all head up outside of the war chamber onto the grass until you teleport, shifting into the dust district. It's a little chilly, as you remember, it's a little chillier here. It's slightly humid, and the artificial sun doesn't reach here like it does in the rest of Thelos. But you appear once again in the mystical, consecrated grounds of the Proalephsi Sanctuary in the Dust District.
There's there's shrines to all the gods here, right?
Only the Proalephsi.
The Proalephsi, and the newly found old god ones, but there would be one to Nyx, right?
There, she is an Aegis. There is one for her here. In the area that you're in, there is not one for Nyx. There's only for the Proalephsi. Mm. So to find Nyx, you'll probably have to just venture off.
Okay, well, she'll kind of look around and sigh. And well,
if he sees you wandering around, he'll say, "Who are you looking for?"
Oh, I thought prayers would be good for me right now, but I don't see Nyx anywhere.
These are dedicated to the old gods. She's over there, and I'll point in the direction. If you wander into the darkness, she should blanket you. Cal says she still listens, right?
That's correct.
Well, I won't keep the two of you. Thank you. I'll flag you down if I need you.
All right.
So, Monaco, you begin to walk off into the darkness, but it's not dark, as you can see, and begin to fade off. There are some fog that rises up, and you step into the fog, leaving Cal and King alone in the Proalephsi Sanctuary. As you begin to walk and think about finding Nyx, finding the ceremonial grounds for the Aegis, a dark feeling comes upon you. Your scar begins to burn slightly. Everything around you starts to fade black. And you hear a whisper in your ears. Beloved, I've missed you. You were gone from my sight for quite some time. I think I should tell you, although you probably already felt it, I've reached out to the king to be crowned, your friend king. I think I have him on my side. Soon we'll be together. But in case he wavers, how's the potion coming along?
There are still some pieces I need.
Well, do not tally.
The spell, did it? Is the seal? Is he?
For now, he can use his magic freely. I'm blocking the entity from destroying his vessel. I need it. But when we're together again, and I have his body, oh, the power we will be able to wield.
If he says yes to you, then the struggle will be over. You'll be here with me.
Yes, my beloved, for all eternity, with the power of my infernal soul, return to divinity. And he stops when he says this. But no matter, you don't have to concern yourself with those dealings. Just know, if he doesn't agree to me within the coming days, I need you to make sure you get the ingredients. You remember the sunstone, mermaid's scale.
Yes, I'll do what I can. A few days.
A few days.
Okay.
Remember, I'm always watching. So he fades off. And as he does, and he goes away, you look up around you and see that you were brought to a beautiful sanctuary. There are a couple other people here praying to the many statues of the Aegis, with three large statues at behind a water fountain of Gaia, Eros, and Erebus. It's completely contrary to what you saw the state of the Proalephsi. This place is being upkept. The grass is beautiful that's here, and freshly cut. There are no interwoven trees and vines within it. Everything has been majestically placed and meticulously placed. And standing near the shrine to the trias, you see a few more gods, but you point out closest towards Gaia is Nyx.
There she is. And Minako will go to the statue, to the area, the prayer region, and conduct her long ceremonial spiritual dances.
All right. A couple things. While you perform your dance, and no need for a check because you've been doing this since childhood, just a shrine maiden, and as you go ahead and make the steps and do the ceremony, people are watching you. Never before have they seen, unless they've been to Shivrin, a maiden, a priestess of Nyx, perform these movements, and they're in awe. You roll me a performance check, actually. And I'll give you advantage.
A 20.
20. Put on a brilliant performance. As you dance and move, the winds start to spin around you. It's almost like the energy of the area sways with your movements, and people just look on, stopping their prayers. Some of them even get on their knees and go into like a prone position as if they're praying, bowing, as you just put on this majestic, beautiful performance, pouring your soul out into it. And the presence of Nyx is felt. You can feel her within you, and it's comforting. Meanwhile, back in the Prolepsy Shrine, Cal, King, what are you two doing?
Do you think that we could make a basin over here? And I'll point to where there's sort of like a dip in the earth. And I'll say we could potentially fill that with water and dance over here.
Yes, I think that would work. What if we try this? And I lay out a leather hide that I have for my backpack and lay it down like shiny side up. So that way we won't lose any of the liquid into the earth itself.
All right. Wasn't there a creek over there we can get some water from?
Yes, I believe it's just over here.
Okay. Well, make a trip or two. Have a few, like, bags and water skins, so we'll fill it up. Because we're not, you know, it's not like gallons and gallons and gallons of water. It's just like maybe, it's maybe like 2 gallons of water. After he, like, lays out his leather and does all of that, I'll sort of, like, you know, tuck it and prop it up to make sure it sort of sits nice, and then pour the water in and make sure it sort of has a sort of, like, chalice-like, you know, basin open to it before I sprinkle the powdered silver in it.
All right, so you go ahead and go off into the forest, and you can easily find a creek. There are several as it feeds the trees and other creatures who wander here and collect some flask and water skins of this water before bringing it back, pouring in and filling up the small basin that's been lined with the leather skin, and begin to perform the ritual.
Ah, we should have used the sapphire water.
I thought you were going to, but...
Oh, F, I didn't think of that. Travis didn't think of that till just now, so... King, we'll see. King didn't think of it either. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll take out the powdered silver, and I'll say, this should be enough for all of it. I think we've done this once before, but this one we're trying to attempt to do at a higher volume, so... prepare all of that and say, okay, I think it's ready. We can begin.
Should we try to dance and pray?
I didn't think of that before, but maybe we should. I think this is the first time that we'll have a chance to solo dance. Or not solo dance. We'll have our first time to dance together.
All right.
This also needs 4 levels or 8 levels of spell slots to complete. So, Cal, do you want to split it 4 and 4? Or do you not have 4?
I mean, I can do 3rd level spell slots.
Okay, I'll if you do 3, I can do the other the other 5.
Okay.
Because it takes one, like, to do one, it takes 1 first level. So we're doing 8, so it needs 8 total. So if you do a 3 and I do a 5, that should be enough.
Okay, yeah.
Is my thought.
Okay. Expend your spell slots how you see fit. So with Cal, it went to the chart. So King, I'm assuming you're leading the dance.
Cal brought it up. No, Cal brought it up. Cal should lead. I'll say, well, you brought it up. You should lead. After you, sir. And I'll do a deep bow of respect and then put my hand up for him to take it how he sees fit.
I step backwards, bowing in respect in return, and then walk up to King and grab his hand, and we begin to take off. And I feel like there would be a lot of spinning motions to.
Is it like high energy, high?
Yeah.
High energy, high spins, high fluidity.
Yeah, like, especially like we're kind of like moving at an angled like lines, kind of making like a star shape, but we're spinning the whole time we're doing that. And in the center of that shape would be this water that we have in this hide, in the middle of all of these prolepsy markers.
All right. I want...
And I assume we'd both be like praying at the same time to our gods.
Mm-hmm.
Myleki and Kalemvor.
So, Cal, you begin the movements and begin to move around in your very powerful, sharp stance, moving, dancing around, using the movements of your vagary, and you begin to follow in suit, King, moving around as well. It's a combination of a fluid and sharp movements. And as you do so, roll me performance check, the both of you.
That is an 18.
That is a 21.
All right, 18, 21, yes. As you two begin to dance and move, the shrine of Kalemvor, that's a little bit of ways away, but it begins to glow. Though you see it over in your mind's eye, but you're not paying attention, you're into the dance. As the shrine of Myleki that you're now nearby begins to glow as well. And the golden and white energy that comes from the two shrines begins to coalesce and spin around you as you both move in your spinning motions. Cal, you begin to spark with lightning, electrical energy around you as you begin to move, the two of you moving faster and faster, sharper and sharper with your movements. And as your speed increases, as you spin and dance around this basin, the energy that flows from the two shrines hits both of you down into the ground like lightning before jolting across, hitting the basin of water. As they strike, there is a burst of energy that comes out and causes the wind around you to begin to spin almost maelstrom-like with it, but it's controlled within this 20-foot radius that you are all dancing around and focused onto the water itself. You guys continue to spin faster and faster as this maelstrom, this storm begins to form up, flash into your minds as your movements become sharper, stronger, faster and faster and faster, until as it reaches its apex, a lightning bolt strikes down directly from the storm that you're creating into the basin of water that you've created, striking it before it dissipates, discharges, and the water goes from its normal, clear, slightly muddy look to a now pristine, glowing, and every so often sparking energy beneath you. And eventually you all stop, the storm dies down, and you once again are looking at each other, looking around. Doesn't look like anything hit it. Nothing has altered the ground or destroyed any trees or anything like that, but a storm did erupt here, though concentrated.
That was wild, Cal.
Yes, it was. It looks like it worked, too. Check it out.
You could just feel the energy pulsing from it. I hope this aids us in the coming days.
So you can put down X amount of vials of statically charged holy water.
I was going to ask you, DM, if we did just, in fact, through electrolysis, make heavy water.
Indeed.
It's like, are we going to, like, get some plutonium up in here?
OMG. 8 statically charged holy water. Got it. And then if Cal or someone else, do you want 4 of them?
Actually, I do.
It was described happening relatively quickly. How quickly did it actually happen?
This entire dance a performance that you perform probably happened over the course of 20 minutes. You guys were at it for a little bit.
Oh, wow.
The beginning of it, the interlude, and you put on a full-on performance of a dance.
That was quick. Normally this takes much longer.
And you do know that Cal's magic or vagary has to deal with speed. So
speed?
That probably, by choosing Cal to go first, you've altered the effects.
That was amazing.
I don't like to waste time.
I can see that. This is fantastic. Well, since we do have some extra time, we should offer our thanks.
I agree.
I'd like to visit the Kelimvor statue with you. I know it's not here, as he was considered separate from both the old and the new gods. I know he is in his own grotto.
It's just over there.
All right. I'll join you shortly. And obviously I'm going to go to Myleki first.
Okay. You all finish, take up all the water as you all both go over to your respective gods and do a prayer. We will jump towards Horatio. Your several hours have passed as everyone's doing their own thing, preparing their meal, their cells for the battle ahead. And you've been vigorously training. So after about 3 hours of this training into late afternoon, roll me an intelligence check. Advantage, as if you're key mind. Well, a natural 20 for a total of 25. All right. Koben looks on over to you at this point of your training. You've come such a long way in such a small amount of time, Master Horatio. You are truly a marvel, a prodigy even. You've already connected with the imbusion, albeit a small one, but look. And you look down, and you've been working on a dagger at this point, and imbuing it, you see that it's inflamed. After using flame magic onto it, it was able to hold it. Picking it up, it blazes, almost as identical to how Duran's Firethorn works. But after a little bit, it dies off and fades away. And you have, with your natural 20, that gave you two successes, completing your basic training on infusion magic.
Okay. Horatio would say, well, I had a great teacher. Thank you.
Oh, you flatter me. This is the student. You have such talent. You can see why you come so far in the Corporis. You keep this up. Maybe you could become Grand Magus yourself.
I don't know if I'm willing to fill those shoes.
Why not? You are a Dularian. Your family are the founders. You're a powerful wizard. I would not see the hands of the Corporis in better than in yours.
Horatio looks like he's just lost in thought and says, it is a difficult position. I'm not ready for that.
Of course, there's no rushing. You're still young. But I just see greatness in you. Almost I can smell the destiny upon you. And I am privileged to have been able to adventure with you.
You flatter me. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome to stay around and continue practicing, but I think that's enough for today. We can possibly, when you can return, you can learn more advanced movements. Something even surpass what I can even do.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'll see how we do with that lich tomorrow, and I'll definitely come back for more advanced training.
Good luck. I know you'll destroy that lich. They're very powerful indeed. But you and your friends, I'm sure you can handle it. Beware. Liches do have the potential of reaching the highest forms of magic. Spells like power words are at their disposal. Just beware. Don't let them dominate you.
Yeah. We've been preparing for this fight.
I believe in you, Master Horatio. Soon to be Grand Magus of the Corporis. Well, these old bones.
Yeah, I should probably get going and let you get your rest there, Coben.
Thank you. He gives you a firm grip on the shoulder and smiles and begins to walk off out of the backyard, going up to his bedroom. You can see yourself out. Good luck, Horatio.
Thank you, Coben. And Horatio would leave and head towards the castle.
Okay. So with imbusion magic, you successfully, for a short amount of time, imbue an item with magics of I will send you over. be it. You can imbue it fire, letting it do extra fire damage for a minute, or cold damage, acid damage, etc. But that will be sent over to you. But you make your, so you're going to the manor, or are you going to the war room?
I mean, if we're going to meet up at the war room to discuss our plans for the next night, for the next day, that's where Horatio would go.
Well, everyone, for the most part, during that evening, Duran, it's not the easiest, Duran, to put together such a contraption and balance it enough so you can use it while firing your bow onto it. So while you're working on this, making it within the war room, roll me an... So you need to know how to do it. So roll me an intelligence check. But you can add your proficiency as you have been used to create things such as like with the calligraphy and the making the dummies. You have done that before, so I'll let you roll intelligence with your modifier added. So a 9.
Dungeon Master, I'd like to reuse my second lucky die to re-roll that.
Sure, go right ahead.
23.
Nice. So, how many did you say you purchased? How many? 20?
20.
With the 23, you successfully create 20 of these arrows, that these explosive arrows, or deliverers, however you wish to call it. So are there going to be... So they're arrows that are going to have the liquid onto them, inflamed, and you're throwing it... Attached to it are these sacks, which will then explode on impact. Is that the goal?
The idea is, let's see.
Isn't it like an arrow that has like basically like a tennis ball filled of oil in it that will stick into something that he then can later explode?
That's what I was thinking. Is that it?
Yeah, fire arrows. Like, yeah, they're a old school Chinese weapon, but you know, being used all over the place. Basically, it's like he described, like a ball sometimes, or sometimes it's been like a satchel secured like somewhere along the shaft of the arrow, and it holds a payload until set off with the flame. Sometimes a flaming arrow or additional fire added later. Ideally, the idea would be to use the strike of the wind god with Firethorn in combination with lighting an enemy up with arrows to produce a engulfing inferno effect.
So basically, I just want to, so it's a two-prong thing. I just want to know if you're making one prong or two. So you plan on planting the explosive and then exploding it, or doing so that using the catalyst or afterwards in a two-prong attack, basically. Okay, fair enough. After the hours pass by and you reach to what would be early, late afternoon, early evening, what do you all want to do? King, you are praying at your altars and then swap altars if you want, or meet up at which one?
I just want to pay my respects at the various gods, and then also have Kelimvor be the last one. And after that, I'll offer to fly us. Well, we'll find Monaco, I'm assuming, and then I'll take us back.
Okay. So you guys meet up and make your way on over. And of course, trying to look for the Temple of the Aegis, you find it, the Aegis grounds. And as described before, it's beautiful, completely different from the state that the original ceremonial area for the Prolepsy was. And Monaco, you are praying and doing your normal. Your dance probably would have ended by now, but people at this point have come over to you, and you would see Morocco being surrounded by several onlookers and people who were praying. And thank you. Oh, that was amazing. You're beautiful. Oh, the priestess of Shiverin. I've heard tales. Your moves are so divine and majestic. Oh, true.
Oh, thank you. Really, it's nothing.
Oh, and they all go over there and they kind of fawn over you. Pretty popular right now. And the two of you see this.
Oh, Monaco, we finished up. I'll shout out.
Oh, I really must go. Thank you. Thank you so much. I have a blessings upon you. I must go.
Oh, blessing upon me. The Aegis got your back.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I never thought I'd get away. How did it go?
It was a great success.
Fantastic.
We each have 4 vials now of statically charged holy water.
Statically charged. Well, that sounds like it'll help. Should we get going?
Yes. Is there any place that you need to stop along the way? We have quite a long flight home.
Yeah. Not in Thalas.
All right.
Well, let's just get going.
Caliburn will hover down and hover next to Cal and Minako for them to get on. And I will sprout my wings so they have a comfortable ride and fly next to them.
Okay. So you all go down to Caliburn. And with King's majestic wings sprouting up, you all fly across up. And people, and you're doing it in front of everybody, so they're like,
yeah.
Oh, oh, they look up and see you guys just go off after Zane's amazing dance. The angels have descended upon us. You hear one person yell out.
I'm gonna shout over my shoulder, take care of the old god shrines, tend them too.
And with that, we will end tonight's session. Thank you everyone who listens. Thank you to our followers, our fans. We love you. From the first chapter to the last page, be kind to one another, love one another, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye, internet. Guys.